Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive on a topic that might make some of you kind of groan.
Yeah.
Income tax.
Oh, taxes.
But stick with us on this one because we're going to be diving deep into episode 1218 of Dr. Reality with Dr. Dave Champion. And let me tell you, he makes some pretty startling claims about income tax law.
It's true. This episode really flips the script on what most of us think we know about income tax.
Yeah.
Dr. Champion argues that the way the law is actually written, it doesn't apply to most hardworking Americans.
Oh, really?
Like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests it only applies to non-resident aliens and foreign corporations earning income from U.S. sources.
Wait, seriously? I feel like if that were true, everyone would know about it.
Right.
So before we go down that rabbit hole, though, let's acknowledge that taxes can be kind of a scary thing.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think so many people are just terrified of the IRS?
I think it's that fear of the unknown, right? We tend to be afraid of what we don't understand, and the language around taxes is so complicated that makes us want to avoid it altogether.
Absolutely. But Dr. Champion lays out a pretty convincing case.
He does.
So walk us through it.
Okay.
Where does he even begin to unravel this whole thing?
Well, he starts by breaking down the structure of U.S. tax law, specifically Title 26, Subtitle A, which is where all income tax law lives, and it's divided into chapters. And the shocking part is that chapters 1 and 2, which lay out the rules for calculating taxes, they never specify who's actually liable to pay.
Hold on. So chapters 1 and 2 are like the instruction manual, but they don't say who the instructions are even for.
Right.
That's kind of strange, isn't it?
It is, and that's where things get really interesting. Chapter 3 is titled Withholding of Tax on Non-Resident Aliens and Foreign Corporations. Dr. Champion argues that this chapter holds the key to who actually owes income tax.
So if those chapters only mention foreigners, then who's collecting taxes from Americans? Is there a separate section that I missed?
That's precisely what Dr. Champion is getting at.
Yeah.
He digs into the two methods of withholding described in the U.S. tax code. Chapter 3 withholding, which covers non-payroll income, and Chapter 24 withholding, which deals with payroll or wages.
Okay.
The crucial point is that both methods only apply to foreign persons earning income from U.S. sources.
So he's saying that if these are the only two ways income tax is collected and they only apply to foreigners,
yes,
American citizens are off the hook.
That's his argument.
I'm starting to see where this might be empowering.
Right.
But it still feels a little unbelievable.
I know, right? And here's where it gets even wilder.
Okay.
Remember the dreaded Form 1040 that we all associate with tax season?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dr. Champion points out that there's no official tax statute or regulation that actually says American citizens earning domestic income have to file it.
Hold on. This is blowing my mind. So you're telling me that the form we all dread filling out, maybe we don't even have to.
Well, he backs it up with Treasury decisions, which are like official FAQs for the tax code. And
guess what?
They repeatedly say that Form 1040 is for foreigners, not you.
Oh, wow.
11 different Treasury decisions explicitly state that Form 1040 is for non-resident aliens, while none of them mention American citizens.
Wow. Okay, so no mention of American citizens filing the 1040 in any official documents.
Right.
That's a pretty huge detail to overlook, don't you think?
It is.
So if we're not supposed to be filing a 1040, then what are we supposed to do? What happens to our taxes?
Well, Dr. Champion emphasizes this concept of withholding at the source. Imagine you're a company and you're paying a freelancer overseas. You would withhold their taxes right then and there because they're earning from a U.S. source.
Mm.
He's suggesting that American citizens earning domestic income don't have their taxes withheld at the source because they're not actually liable for them.
All right, I'm starting to wrap my head around this.
Mm-hmm.
But if this information is out there, why isn't it common knowledge?
Right.
Why are we all still stressing over our 1040s every year?
That's exactly what Dr. Champion is trying to change. He believes that this information could totally change how we approach taxes and interact with the IRS, which sounds pretty empowering, right? But we're just scratching the surface here.
There's
a lot more to unpack.
Okay, so we've established that Dr. Champion's claims are pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
He's suggesting that income tax, as it's written, might not even apply to most Americans.
Yeah.
But before we jump to conclusions here,
right,
I think it's important to make sure everybody's following along.
Sure.
Can you quickly walk us through the key points again?
Absolutely. So we learned that the rules for calculating income tax are laid out in chapters 1 and 2 of Title 26, Subtitle A.
Okay.
But the real shocker is Chapter 3, which focuses on withholding of tax on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations, hinting that income tax is primarily collected from foreign individuals and entities earning money in the U.S.
Right, and the only two ways that income tax is actually collected are through Chapter 3, withholding for non-payroll income, and Chapter 24, withholding for wages.
Mm.
And according to Dr. Champion, both of those methods only apply to, you guessed it,
yep,
foreign persons with U.S.-sourced income.
Exactly. And to add to the intrigue, we discussed how the infamous Form 1040,
right,
the one we all assume we're obligated to file,
right,
is never explicitly mentioned as a requirement for citizens with domestic income,
yeah,
in any official tax documents.
Okay.
Instead, Treasury decisions, which are like official clarifications of the tax code,
yeah,
repeatedly state that Form 1040 is for non-resident aliens.
This is all pretty groundbreaking stuff, but I have to admit, I'm a bit skeptical.
Sure.
Is there any chance that this interpretation has been challenged or debunked by, you know, tax experts? I mean, it seems like if there was a loophole this big, everyone would be jumping on it.
That's a great question, and it's one that Dr. Champion addresses head on.
Okay.
He acknowledges that his interpretation of the law goes against conventional wisdom.
Right.
And that many tax professionals might disagree with his conclusions. But he encourages listeners to investigate the law themselves and form their own opinions.
So if these withholding methods only apply to foreigners, where does that leave us, the average American? What does this interpretation mean for our tax obligations?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? If Dr. Champion's analysis is correct,
yeah,
it could mean that many Americans have been unnecessarily paying income tax for years, maybe even decades.
Wow, if that's true, that's huge. But even if Dr. Champion's interpretation is accurate,
yeah,
I imagine things aren't quite that simple.
Right.
The IRS is a pretty powerful institution, and I doubt they'd just let people stop paying taxes without a fight.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that this deep dive is meant to be informative, not legal advice.
Right.
Tax law is incredibly complex, and it's always best to consult with a qualified professional before making any decisions regarding your taxes.
Totally agree. We're just exploring some thought-provoking ideas here.
Right.
Not telling people to throw away their tax forms and storm the IRS building.
Exactly. The main takeaway here is that we should equip ourselves with knowledge and understand the system we're operating within.
Okay.
This deep dive is meant to be a starting point.
Yeah.
A way to encourage people to question assumptions and delve deeper into the nuances of tax law.
I love that. Instead of blindly accepting what we've been told,
yes,
we should be asking questions, researching,
mm-hmm,
and forming our own conclusions.
Precisely. And that's precisely what Dr. Champion advocates for. Empowering individuals to take control of their financial lives and understand their rights and obligations under the law.
Okay.
This knowledge can help you feel more confident and prepared when dealing with taxes, even if you ultimately decide to continue filing as you always have.
You know, that's a really important point.
Yeah.
Even if you're not ready to completely overhaul your tax strategy,
right,
just having this information can change how you approach tax season.
Absolutely.
It can take away some of that fear and uncertainty.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, and understanding these complex topics can help us navigate the world more effectively.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the bigger picture.
Okay, let's talk big picture.
Okay.
What are the implications of this information beyond our individual tax returns?
Well, if what Dr. Champion is saying is true, it raises some serious questions about transparency and accountability within the tax system.
Mm-hmm.
If the law is so open to interpretation, how can we be sure that we're being taxed fairly?
Right.
And if there's been this much confusion and misinformation surrounding income tax,
yeah,
what other aspects of the system might we be misunderstanding?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if there are other areas where we've been blindly following rules without truly understanding them.
Right.
It's like finding out the game you've been playing your whole life has a secret set of rules that nobody told you about.
It's a powerful analogy, and it highlights the potential for this knowledge to be truly empowering.
Mm.
If we start questioning the systems around us, we might be surprised at what we uncover.
This has been an incredible conversation. We've covered a lot of ground, and I have to say, I'm feeling a little more empowered already.
Me too. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Before we move on, though,
sure,
I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, this idea of empowerment.
Yeah.
You mentioned that Dr. Champion believes that understanding this information can fundamentally change how we approach our taxes and interact with the IRS.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He argues that when we understand our rights and obligations under the law,
Yeah.
we're in a better position to advocate for ourselves and ensure we're being treated fairly.
So it's not just about potentially saving money on taxes,
Right.
it's about taking control of our financial lives and feeling confident in our interactions with the system. That
Exactly.
resonates with me.
It's about shifting from a place of fear and uncertainty to a place of knowledge and empowerment.
Yeah.
It's about becoming active participants in shaping our financial futures.
That's a great way to put it. So for our listeners who are feeling inspired to learn more,
Yeah.
what would you recommend as a next step?
Well, if you're interested in diving deeper into Dr. Champion's work and exploring these ideas further, we highly recommend checking out his website and book.
Okay.
We'll include links in the show notes.
Perfect. We'll make sure to include those resources for everyone.
Great.
Now, I know we're coming up on time, but before we wrap up,
Sure.
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question.
Sounds good to me.
If what Dr. Champion is saying is true, and the income tax only applies to foreign persons earning U.S.-sourced income, what does that say about the way tax laws are written and interpreted? Is it possible that the system is more complex and nuanced than we've been led to believe?
It's a fantastic question to ponder. It challenges us to consider the complexities of legal language
Yeah.
and the importance of critical thinking when it comes to understanding the systems that govern our lives.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? This entire conversation has been a great reminder that we shouldn't just accept things at face value.
Right.
We should be curious, ask questions, and seek out knowledge.
Exactly. And that's what we're all about here at Think and Act Locally.
Yeah.
We want to empower residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to improve their lives and communities by providing them with the information and resources they need to make informed decisions.
And for anyone who's found value in this episode, we encourage you to check out our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
Yes.
We have a ton of information on local issues, as well as ways to get involved and make a difference in your community.
We also want to give a huge shout out to our amazing listeners who support our mission through donations.
Yes.
Your contributions allow us to continue producing deep dives like this one and keep the conversation going.
That's right. If you find value in our show and want to support us, you can find a donation link at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Yes.
Every contribution helps.
Thanks to everyone who makes this show possible. We wouldn't be here without you.
And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with another deep dive into a topic that matters to you.
See you then.
Until then, keep thinking, keep learning, and keep acting locally. You know, it's amazing to think that something as seemingly dry as tax law can spark such a lively discussion.
Right. It really speaks to the power of information and how access to different perspectives can completely change our understanding of things.
And I think a lot of people tune into this show because they're looking for ways to make a difference in their communities.
Yeah.
And this episode has definitely highlighted how knowledge can be a powerful tool for change.
Absolutely. When we understand how systems work,
Yeah.
we can start to see where there might be room for improvement and advocate for solutions that benefit everyone.
You know, it's funny, when we first decided to do a deep dive on income tax, I wasn't sure how our listeners would react,
Right.
but the response has been incredible. People are clearly hungry for this kind of information.
It makes sense. Taxes affect every single one of us.
But it's such a complicated topic
It
that
is.
most people don't even know where to begin.
Exactly. And that's where Think and Act Locally comes in.
Right.
We're all about breaking down complex issues and making them accessible to everyone,
Absolutely.
whether it's taxes, local politics, environmental issues, or anything else that impacts our community. We're here to provide the information and resources you need to make informed decisions.
That's right.
And we do it all with a local focus.
Yes.
We know that the issues facing Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena are unique.
Right.
And we're committed to serving the needs of our Southeast Houston neighbors.
Exactly.
So if you're looking for ways to get involved and make a difference right here in your own backyard,
Yeah.
you've come to the right place.
You have.
We have a ton of resources on our website, thinkandactlocally.com,
Yeah.
including information on local organizations, upcoming events,
Yeah.
and ways to contact your elected officials.
That's right.
We also encourage you to connect with us on social media.
We're always sharing updates, insights,
Yeah.
and opportunities to get involved.
Absolutely.
And of course, none of this would be possible without the support of our amazing listeners.
That is so true.
If you find value in what we do and want to help us continue providing this kind of in-depth analysis and local focus, we encourage you to consider making a donation.
Please do.
You can find a donation link on our website, thinkadactlocally.com/donate.
Yes.
Every contribution, big or small, helps us keep the lights on and the conversation going.
We're incredibly grateful for your support.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of income tax law, let's remember the key takeaway. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
By understanding the systems that govern our lives, we can become more informed, engaged, and empowered citizens.
Absolutely.
And who knows? You might even uncover some surprising truths along the way.
You never know.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Of course.
And until next time, keep thinking, keep learning, and keep acting locally.